Welcome back to another Checking In with Chad, with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. I'm Chuck Nichols. Representative Reichert, the entire Commonwealth kind of got swept over in the last week by a pretty wicked storm, and I understand that your area took the brunt of it for a solid hour or maybe more. Tell us what happened and detail the destruction for us.
Yeah, Chuck. Well, July hasn't been too friendly for the people here in the 90th District weather-wise. 4th of July storms were pretty rough. And then here on Tuesday, we had about 3 1/10 inches of rain in 45 minutes fall primarily here in the Waynesboro area. I mean, obviously, other areas got it too, but here in the borough, I mean, it was just like the square was a pond. I mean, there was videos on Facebook of people, you know, the streets were just like rivers running through. I've never seen anything like it before. I was out yesterday morning with the mayor and borough manager and some of the public works guys, just looking at some of the damage, in particular around the Potomac Street area. And, you know, the water had gotten under the road, washed out some of the fill, and the road collapsed then. Lots of property damage. I think one of the homes was condemned due to water in the basement. You know, lots of vehicles. There's a gentleman there that does a lot of repair work, had some vehicles that were pretty heavily damaged. Just, you know, a loss of personal property there. Fortunately, no one was injured or hurt with all the rain that was going on. But boy, it was something. And like I said, the damage and cleanup, I applaud the guys in at the borough for, you know, their quick and hard work on it. I know they were out late Tuesday night responding to a lot of this stuff, and then obviously out yesterday, you know, still managing some of the cleanup and continuing on today. So it's been an ordeal.
Yeah, and a lot of folks are really struggling right now. They're saying, hey, I've lost some things here, my car, my house, a lot is damaged. We need to remember that the first order of business is staying safe, not doing anything that could endanger yourself, like driving into flooded areas, things like that. We have to remember to do that, and then we can take care of the property and things like that.
After the rain has subsided, you know, there were kids that were playing in the water in the streets, which, you know, as a kid out, you do the exact same thing. But the water had flooded the storm system so much that the manholes had lifted up. So, you know, they were quick to get the kids out of the way, because you just imagine like a drain in a bathtub just, you know, sucking people down. So, again, fortunately, you know, there was no issues with that. But, you know, as you talk about, you know, the recovery and next steps and that sort of thing. So, our office reached out to PEMA, the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, yesterday to start the process. So the mayor declared a disaster, which triggers some stuff with the county and eventually PEMA. So PEMA canvassers are going to be in Waynesboro today at 10 and just surveying some of the damage and meeting with some folks. Things that, you know, we've been encouraging the residents to do is, number one, document everything, take pictures, you know, clear away what you have to clear away, but try to take as much pictures of the damage and everything as possible. Then, and number two, start coordinating with your own insurance company, flood insurance, if you have it, see what they're able to offer. But if all else fails, and I would encourage you to do this anyway, Jason Staines, the borough manager, is acting as sort of a coordinator for a lot of the damage reports. So they have an email address. It's flooding reports, that's plural, reports, flooding reports at WaynesboroPA.gov, where folks can email pictures, you know, estimates, that sort of stuff, just so they keep a running total to coordinate with PEMA. So that's essentially, you know, where we are at this point, is just encouraging folks to, you know, again, number one, make sure you're safe and everything else, and, you know, your loved ones are safe. Number two, ensuring that, you know, you're documenting everything. And number three, you know, going through the proper channels to try to get, you know, help where you can. So, and obviously my office is 717-749-7384. Certainly happy to help facilitate and point you all in the right direction too, if you're experiencing any of these, you know, experiencing any loss from the flooding here.
Well, folks, just make sure you stay safe, make sure you keep everything documented, and we'll get through this. We always do. This has been another Checking In with Chad, with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County.